Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea today and any day to just give me a holler. A lot of people have a long weekend coming up. If you live in Canada, you had last weekend. You had last Monday off was Memorial Day. Always confusing. Canadians have different, well, they have the same Christmas, but different Thanksgiving, different Memorial Day. And I don't know if you guys have different Labor Day or not. My guess is yes, but I'm not positive about that. I'll have to check. I didn't know I was going to say that, so I hadn't checked it out yet. So if you're going to be traveling on the weekend, certainly listen to us in your car. We'll be around. And we have a great interview where I think you'll be fascinated. And everybody I've talked to about the subject has been fascinated by it, so hopefully you'll share that. It's on this program. Let's Fix It. It's based on a documentary called The True Cost, and it's looking at the clothing industry. And it's really, you know, I don't use the word very often, but I found it shocking. So there you go. So that's tomorrow. And it's like, again, if you have the weekend off, if you have any issues you'd like to get off your chest before you have a long weekend. For a lot of kids, this is the school for most people doesn't end till June, but I guess in some places Memorial Day kind of unofficially starts summer. I mean, technically, summer doesn't start till the middle of June. And so this would give us nearly a month jump on it. But I think psychologically it's where you can start wearing shorts without looking silly. Well, you may look silly in shorts, but at least it's not related to the calendar. And you can wear white shoes. Ooh, baby. Start your summer plans. Maybe we'll put up on Facebook, what are your plans for the summer? Just to get everybody in the mood, all right? Get you a lemonade and whatever. All right, today is Waiter and Waitresses Day. Let's just call them wait persons. Day for Cultural Diversity and Dialogue and Development, probably not unrelated to Waiter and Waitresses Day, right? That was one of the things I did. I did everything as a kid. I was a soda jerk ad. I was a waitress. I took people through a donut factory on tours. I always smelled like donuts in those days. Guys thought I was adorable. And it's probably where I learned to project my voice, because you had to speak over the donut machine. I know, pieces of trivia. And today is Red Cross Founders Day, because this is the day that the Red Cross was founded in D.C. in 1881 by Clara Barton. I remember that. I mean, I wasn't there. I just remember learning it someplace. It's also the day, yeah, please give me a break. I'm old, but not that old. Charles Lindbergh touched down in Paris, completing the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean in 1927. Yesterday was the day it took off, so that makes sense. Soviet Union North Pole 1 becomes the first scientific research settlement to operate on the drift ice of the Arctic Ocean, 1937. One hopes there would still be that ice around, although who knows. The first rack railway in Europe in 1871 was set, the Rigi Bonin on Mount Rigi. Is a rack railway an up the side of the mountain kind of railway?
Yeah, those.
It's a steep grade ones, railway. Yeah, I just guessed that from them. It's also called a rack and pinion. That's why it's called that. Rack and pinion railway, cog railway. It's a steep grade railway with a toothed rack rail, usually running between the rails. The trains are fitted with one or more cog wheels or pinions that mesh with this rack rail. This allows the trains to operate on steep grades above 7%, which is the maximum for friction-based rail. Did you know that? Bet you didn't.
I did, actually.
You did know it's 7%?
Because I lived in Montana, and they built a bike path in this kind of valley, and the grade was always 7%. I was, you know, I had a little fact, you know, and that's why
it's such a nice. You're probably one of the few people in the whole unit, well, unless they lived, I guess, in Montana.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Most direct railways are mountain railways, although fewer transit railways or trams built to overcome a steep gradient or an urban environment. I wonder if the Cable cars. Well, no, they're cable cars, Joy. Pay attention. Both the line that was built in 1869, well, 18 is still running. Did you know that?
No kidding.
Yeah, which it was the one that was opened in Switzerland was opened in 1871. That was in continental Europe. In the U.S., New Hampshire carried the first fare-paying passengers in 1868 and reached the summit of Mount Washington in 1869. So there you go. So it's both of them, the one in New Hampshire and the one in Switzerland are still running. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty good.
I mean, geez Louise, that's what, 144 years. A railway car line. I mean, Amtrak's still having problems with tracks, so I guess, I don't know why, but good for them. In 879, Pope John VIII gave blessings to Croatia, and the Croatian people, considered to be the international recognition of the Croatian state. The Pope recognizes them. I guess we will, too. So there you go. And, terribly relevant to us, sort of, in 2011, do you folks know who Harold Camping was? You probably know, Trevor, because you looked at this, right?
Yeah.
You know who Harold Camping was? All right, tell people who he was.
He was a radio host. I think he's kind of a religious talk show host. Family, yeah, host, president of family radio, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do on this day?
He predicted that the lights of God, this was it. On this
I
day in 2011,
that
the world would end.
Yeah, I remember that. There were people holding protest signs. And then the other thing was that he sort of did a revamp of it and said, okay, well, I was only kidding about that one. Because I think the next one was in October. And people sort of felt like, eh. You know, the first one, there were all these kind of discussions about how the world's going to end and what we're going to do. And I think we actually did something that said, if the world was actually going to end, what would you do?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a good topic. I mean, I didn't actually believe it. I think it scared the living daylights out of some people, though. Apparently, there was a mild peak in suicides. I mean, things like that. And, you know, it's hard to blame him, I assume. I mean, he certainly put his reputation on the line, and his reputation is now, you know, a joke. But presumably he believed it. And he was sort of trying to warn people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just which I'm not going to, I'm not supposed to tell you about till next week because it doesn't open till next week. San Andreas, the new disaster film about the San Andreas Fault, obviously, and Dwayne the Rock. And at one point, Paul Giamatti plays a scientist who warns people it's going to happen. And I remember, you know, I was sitting in the movie yesterday thinking, is this really a very good idea? You know, to say, all right, people, get out. I said that the movie should have been subtitled Run. But, I mean, if disaster is imminent and inevitable, and, I mean, you can't get far enough away in any reasonable amount of time, why would you panic people like that? And I remember thinking that at the movie. So, sort of telling people the world's going to end. I don't know. If I had to guess, I would love to go back to MasterCard and, you know, credit card references for that, the couple of days from where he predicted it to May 21st. I suspect there was a spike in spending. I mean, we can ask people, you know, if you thought the world was going to end, what would you do anything differently? And if so, what? You know, maybe we'll put that up. But because, you know, it was really interesting. I had a friend who was a young man, he was 37, and he found out, I had lunch with him on a Saturday, and the following Monday he called me and he said, I have 6 months to live, I have pancreatic cancer. He was fine, he was feeling a little listless, but that was it. He just went to his doctor, 6 months, he had surgery, it wasn't pancreatic, it was liver, he had liver cancer, and had surgery, and he actually died 6 months the day that it was diagnosed. But he bought a Porsche, he bought his mother a house. He figured, you know, they can't go after me after I'm dead, which I think is not accurate. If they can, they can go after your heirs. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Good time to get a hold of me, to give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, so we covered this story earlier this week of a high school teacher in Virginia. High school teachers have not done well this week. One was giving out condoms and making appointments for kids to use the classroom when it was empty for sex. For some reason, people are not happy with him about that. I'm being facetious. That's horrible. I mean, at least you pass out condoms, but geez Louise. So he's 25. So it's not clear whether he has a lawyer, but if I were he, I would get a lawyer. What's he going to do? Plead stupid? I suppose. I suppose at least he wasn't charging for it, or hopefully he wasn't. the high school teachers, and which is not to say anything about high school teachers. Teaching is a tough profession, and there are people who are truly inspired about it. As I said, I was principal for a day. I've been doing principal for a day for years, and I went to a school in Red Hook that was a really great experiment, because what it had been was a school that had that 75% of the kids had dropped out. 95% were from a single family, and this is a school of kids who were certainly at risk. And what happened was the nuns bought the school. They leased the school from the city, or I think they built it and then leased it to the public school system, New York public school system, for $1 a year. And the deal was that the nuns had the first floor, and there were counselors. The nuns were essentially running it, but it was not run as a parochial school. And what they did was each kid was assigned to a counselor. And so if the kid didn't show up at school, somebody would go and knock on the mom's door and say, where's your kid? And it turned out that they took this bunch of kids who were already at risk, who had already either dropped out or failed. And I was there the second year. The first year, they graduated something like 70% of the kids, which is phenomenal. This was a school that none of them would have graduated. None of them. The year I was there, it was 93%. The following year, when I gave the speech again, I gave a different speech. It was 95%. So it was phenomenally successful. And the clue was that kids who have school problems have other problems, and unless you deal with those other problems, they're going to be manifest at school, and it's going to be a disaster. And the reason I brought this up at this point is that I met the teachers. You know, I was there all day, and one of the teachers had, I didn't know anything about it till I got there, had the kids download my program and then write answers that they thought were the same as mine or different than mine, whatever. In other words, these were inspiring teachers and inspired teachers. And instead of just going through the syllabus, they really tried to make things relevant. They had a display of the kids' furniture that they'd built. And it wasn't like the napkin holder that I remember from my brother's making in a shop. Interesting enough, girls had to take home ec when I was a kid, and boys had to take shop. It should be exactly the opposite, right? Girls should have to take shop, and boys should have to take home ec. Most girls already know how to cook, right? So let boys learn how to cook. Most guys know how to use tools, more or less, or you have both take both would be the perfect answer as far as I'm concerned. Because the idea of sexual stereotyping, there's an article in today's paper about the fact that that 60 years after separate but equal schools, that after Brown versus the Board of Education, many schools are still separate and unequal. And I would say that not only is race an issue, economics are obviously an issue, and sex is an issue. That if we have girls taking shop class and boys taking home ec, then people learn to take care of themselves, which is a very good idea. All right, at any rate, so this is a teacher. I was just talking about inspiring teachers to offset the notion of teachers who are sort of not playing with they do not have their passport stamped from the land of the grown-up. And I remember a teacher that would fall into this category in that he really viewed himself as a friend of the kids. And at the time, he was probably in his 40s, you know, late 30s, early 40s. And he viewed himself really as an 18-year-old. And that's a problem. It's a problem as a parent, it's a problem as a teacher, that you can't be a friend. You can be friendly, but you need to be an authority figure. And how tough an authority figure you are is a whole different ballgame, but you can't decide to be one of the kids. So this high school teacher showed 50 Shades of Grey to his students, and the assistant principal was walking by and saw this. First of all, it's a lousy movie, so I think he should be chastised on that basis alone. It was a crummy movie. And he said he didn't know the content. The kids said that they wanted to see it. Well, first of all, if you're a high school teacher and you've been there, first of all, even if this is your first semester as a high school teacher, you were at one point a high school kid, and so you know what high school kids are capable of, which is almost anything. They will push any boundary. So that's number one. So it's just plain. He said he didn't know what it was about. Well, first of all, he should have found out. Second of all, if you live in the society, everybody knows what Fifty Shades of Grey was. It got a huge amount of publicity as a book. It got a huge amount of publicity as a lousy movie. I think it was the number one movie the weekend that it came out. And it's lousy. I mean, the acting is ridiculous. The premise is stupid. And it's about bondage. Bondage and dominance. So the point is, if you show this, and why you would show this to high school kids, I mean, I don't know, give them something to think about. It makes no sense. I don't even know. It's a bad movie. If you want to talk about domineering boyfriends, that's one thing. But in this particular movie, the domineering boyfriend is gorgeous and rich and powerful and successful. So I'm not sure that that's exactly the message you want to send along. And it turns out that the school actually had a policy not to show movies at all. So didn't say whether he had a lawyer, but maybe he needs an agent. All right, so we asked people what movies should be shown in high school. I was trying to think of the one that I just saw that I thought should be shown in every high school. I'll think of it in a minute. But I remember thinking, oh, I know what it is. The Prophet, the Cahil Gibran one, which is animation. And, I remember reading Cahil Gibran in high school, but didn't know any of the background. And this shows the background. It's in animation. Some of the animation works, some it doesn't. But I thought that should be shown, that and probably will be shown in every high school. So, all right, that's my nomination. Trevor, do you have any nominations?
Yes, I do. I think that everybody should see Interstellar. Just because thinking about the future, space travel, that movie is
mind-blowing.
Time.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Great.
Thought-provoking. Yeah. Good nomination. All right, let's see what else people got.
All right, people were saying, well, first of all, Sally Ann says, not that, obviously, old classics so they would appreciate real acting.
Yeah, there's some seriously bad acting around. All right, what else?
Okay, Tony says, movies that have relevance to their studies, no, not sex ed. Fair enough.
All right. Well, it would be helpful to know exactly what you were talking about, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Jude says, Gone with the Wind and Dr. Zhivago for starters.
You know, I don't disagree with that, because I think Gone with the Wind helps people understand this, Civil War in a very exciting way. It's not incredibly accurate, but we were talking yesterday about Gettysburg, because I was supposed to go to Gettysburg over the long weekend, and then we decided in a moment of true sensibility that going to Gettysburg on the 150th anniversary on the first holiday, long holiday of the summer that's all about cars didn't make any sense. But Gettysburg was really the turning point of the war, and the South had been very, very successful, very victorious before that. And the South really could have taken Gettysburg. It turns out they just got their signals crossed a little bit. Manny was saying, gee, think about what the world would have been if it was all Southern. So look, we'll talk about this a little more when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you. How am I going to help you, Michelle?
I have an 8-year-old son who is having such a difficult time. It started off as a pattern probably in the last year or so where, you know, we'd put him to bedtime in between 8 and 9, and once a week maybe he would start waking up, getting out of his bed, you know, 5 times a night, coming to talk to us, et cetera, et cetera. Well, in the last 2.5 weeks, he has been getting out of his bed about 10 times a night, all before probably midnight, saying, I can't fall asleep, I don't know what else to do. You know, short of us reading to him, going through a ritual, you know, and it's like his brain is just not shutting off. I don't know if it's...
How many kids do you have?
2.
The age of the other one?
Yep, 8-year-old and 4.
Okay.
2 boys.
What's happened, Is there been any change? Because it sounds like things were pretty calm for a while, and then in the last, what did you say, week and a half or so?
Yeah, last couple weeks. The only difference is we're in Canada, and all of a sudden the weather's a lot nicer. I mean,
well, but have you gone to, from a daylight savings to whatever? I mean, I know we went 3 weeks early this year, so
yeah,
it got lighter earlier.
Yeah, that definitely.
Well, that'll disrupt sleep patterns to a certain extent because it's still light when we're going to sleep at night. How does he do in school?
You know what? He does great. He's the typical kid. Like, he's very, very serious about his studies. He plays sports, and he's excellent at them. He takes everything
so this is,
seriously.
Yeah, this is a high-anxiety kid.
Huge.
All right.
Huge.
What I would do is I would explain to him, first of all, where are you guys when he comes to find you?
We are, okay, we're in a one-floor house. Our bedroom's on one side of the house. His is on the other. So my husband's generally, you know, watching sports or something. I'm in my room reading, trying to wind down. And so he'll just come out of his bedroom. It's just, you know, down the hallway. You know, say, Daddy, I can't fall asleep.
And what do you guys do when he says that?
You know what? The first thing we do, you have to go to the washroom. You know, that's kind of like the first thing. So go to the washroom again, get that out of your system. And then after that, we try a few other things. You know, just lie there. Just.
All right. What I would do is I would say to him, here, we're going to have a new schedule for the next week.
Okay.
The next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Does he share a room with his brother?
No.
Great. Okay.
What
you can say to him is, here's the deal. You go to sleep whenever you want to go to sleep. You can read in your bed. You can't come out of your room.
Okay.
Right? You can listen to music. You can have an iPod. You can have a relaxation tape.
Okay.
You can't watch television. Can't do the computer.
Okay.
But you can read in your bedroom. You can listen to music. You can do Sudoku.
Okay.
But no electronic stuff. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
I suppose music technically counts.
Right.
But just relax and go to sleep. I would also teach him progressive relaxation, if you don't already know it, which is you start with the bottom of your feet and you make fists with your feet. I think you can hear it on my website. I have a relaxation tape, but you don't have to buy it. You can just listen to it.
Okay.
The idea is that you start with the bottom of your feet and you make your feet into fists and then you slowly relax them. You do every part of your body twice.
Okay.
And because it's just a way of letting go of tension. He sounds like a perfect candidate for yoga. And maybe you and he, since you're both high anxiety people, maybe you do some meditation before you go to bed at night.
Okay.
And for every night that he stays in his room, he gets a gold star.
Okay.
He doesn't make a difference what time he goes to sleep. For every night he stays in his room, he gets a gold star. And at the end of the week, when he can pick the prizes ahead of time of what he wants for 3 gold stars, what he wants for 5 gold stars, because we really just have to repattern him. And this is a real useful thing to do at 8, because as he gets older and more stressful, he needs to learn how to calm himself a bit. Is he overweight at all?
He is actually, well, not, he's huskier, he's not over, I wouldn't say he's,
well, some exercise,
he's very tall for his age, and
some exercise earlier in the day probably would help.
We do hockey, we do sports, we are.
Well, but those are competitive. I'm talking about things that are not competitive, that just let him burn off some energy, and it may be a treadmill, the two of you may run, do a bike, but just things that are fun that are not competitive, because the thing is, competitive is going to get his juices going again.
That's true.
So, and you can help him devise some of the strategies, but the idea is that he just learns to be able to be calm at night, and it's okay to read for a while and then go to sleep. And if he goes to sleep and wakes up, that's okay. He can turn on his nightlight and read for a while, but that he becomes more self-reliant rather than going and dealing with you guys.
Have we been messing up by taking privileges away? Because I feel like I've just...
Yeah, I wouldn't punish him for it. No, because punishment doesn't work, and it'll just make him more stressed. No, the idea is rewarding him for positive behavior and ignoring negative behavior. And if he comes out of his room, you just ignore him and tell him that's what you're going to do. So we're not going to talk with you anymore at night, because it may be that he's feeling a little insecure. I mean, nighttime is scary for mammals, and so he's coming out and touching base with you, but we don't want to reinforce that behavior. So the deal is that he stays in his own room. He can read, he can work on his homework if he wants, he can listen to music, he can do relaxation, he could do meditation, but he needs to stay in his room, so he's a little more self-reliant. He can go get himself a drink of water and go to the bathroom, but you guys aren't going to deal with him anymore.
Okay.
And you can tell him that, so you ignore that behavior while reinforcing the positive. And call me in a week. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi,
Dr. Joy, can you help me out, please? You've always been really good with advice with me here. I got a 13-year-old son that just generally people always accuse him of lying, and I think I'm guilty of it, too.
Why? Why is
well,
he...
I'm just a father that's not really trustworthy. You know, I want my kids to always tell me the truth, but I always assume they're lying. I don't know why.
But you said everybody. You said people other than you.
Well, the school might do it to him. You know, friends might say that to him. He's a really sensitive kid.
But why? But I hear. But why would we assume that he's lying? Does he have a history of
No, you know what? It's just the way my father did it, and I realize I'm like my father exactly. You always assume you're lying, so the guy will tell the truth eventually.
Not a good idea.
In fact,
it works the opposite, doesn't it? If somebody assumes you're lying, then you figure, why bother? All right, are we dealing with a specific instance here, Mike?
Yeah. Like, just recently, we found a mailbox that hangs by our front door. It's a mailbox,
okay.
Right? It's an aluminum mailbox. And somebody went up and bent the little arms that hold the newspaper.
Right.
Right? And it's an expensive mailbox. So we asked around, and all the kids said, they have two kids, and they said, oh, no, we didn't do it, Dad, we didn't do it. I said, somebody must have just done this. It wasn't like this yesterday.
Why couldn't we assume that either the mailman, you know, tried to put something in it, or somebody put the newspaper in it? Why couldn't we assume that somebody else did it, probably not on purpose, but did it?
You always ask the hard questions. That's a great question. We first assumed it was somebody else, my wife and I.
Okay.
Right away assumed it was somebody else, some vandal. But
I don't even think it has to be a vandal. It could just be the mailman trying to put too big of a package in, or the newsboy sort of doing it at the wrong angle. I don't even think it had to be vandalism. I think it could have just been somebody accidentally bending it.
It's very strong, so it almost has to be done intentionally to bend it the way they bent it, almost on itself. So
is your 13-year-old that strong?
Yeah, he's about 145 pounds. Yeah, he can do that if he was angry about something. Sure.
Okay.
Anyway, you're right. I guess the way I'm thinking of it is assume he's guilty. But we didn't come to that conclusion immediately.
Okay.
It was the next day. But what I wanted to ask, and maybe it's irrelevant now, is how do I go to him without accusing him, not entrapping him, you know, trying to ask him, did you have anything to do with this?
Okay.
He already said he didn't do it. That's
okay.
The other point. He already said, I didn't do it, Dad.
Let me just give you kind of an overall scheme about how to deal with kids when they lie. Because at some point, all kids, including you and me, probably Bobby and Mikey, Amanda, all of us, lie just because lying is dealing with the discrepancy between what is and what you wish was the case. So, did you brush your teeth? Yeah. I forgot to brush my teeth, or I don't like the taste of toothpaste, or I want to watch TV for 5 minutes. How'd you do in school? Oh, I did great. Well, I made a mess of things, but I'm hoping that that maybe the teacher won't tell, or I can pull it out before the end of the semester, or that, you know, why get sent to my room now? You know, they'll find out soon enough, and I'm going to get punished anyway. So, I mean, kids lie.
Yeah.
So the question is, as a parent, how do we not get duped, but also not encourage our kids to lie? And I think the deal is, if you're sure your kid did 100%, not 99, 100%, you punish them. You don't ask. You just say, I don't appreciate you breaking that lamp.
Right.
You don't ask, because they're going to say no. I don't, and you have to be 100% sure. It can't be supposition. It can't be circumstantial. It can't be anything.
Okay.
All right, so if you're 100% sure, you say, okay, here's the deal. This is what you got to do. If you're not sure, what you say is, the next time this happens, this is what's going to happen. So, and I don't care who did it. Because, again, you're not asking. You're saying, here's the behavior, here's the consequence. In this particular case, I guess what I would say is, I'm not sure who broke the mailbox. I'm sure you guys have said you didn't do it. I assume that you wouldn't lie to me about it. And if you want to go and see if you can fix it, that would be really nice. If not, let's see what we can do to fix the mailbox. Because, now, is it possibly he did it and he's going to get away with it? Yeah, but trusting a kid is going to make him much more liable to be responsible than distrusting him. Yeah, you know, the thing is, if people expect the worst of us, that tends to be what we give them. They expect the best, that's also what we give them. 855-993-7569. It's called Self-Fulfilling Prophecy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. So we were talking about a high school teacher who was not playing with a full deck, and or something, I guess, and showed high school students 50 Shades of Grey. The only thing I think you can learn from 50 Shades of Grey is that men with a lot of power can push naive women around, but even naive women have a breaking point of saying, enough, no more. You know, that's it. No mas. But I'm not sure that that's there are probably other ways of documenting that. In the meantime, there's some kind of fairly potential borderline behavior, let's say, that goes on. So, showing it to high school kids, a lot of those high school kids went and saw it anyway. I think this was just their way of, even though I think it was rated R, which certainly didn't stop us as high school kids and probably didn't stop today's high school kids either. So we're asking what movie should be seen in high school. And Trevor said, you had said Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
I had said The Prophet, just because I thought it was just such a, it was such a great illustration of somebody that most high school kids study anyway, and it was a backstory in it, none of which I knew, which was pretty cool. And I thought there were some genuinely inspiring moments. There were some that were not, but there were some genuinely inspiring moments. And so then somebody else suggested, Gone with the Wind, which I think is a very legitimate thing, especially on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, which Southerners call the War of Northern Aggression, to have a discussion about Butterfly McQueen, for example, who won an Oscar, and the role of blacks and whites and the end of a way of life, and just the women. I think there are all sorts of things to discuss in that. So I don't disagree, and it's certainly a compelling movie. And then Dr. Zhivago, the play, mercifully, is closed. But I agree with the movie. I'm fascinated by Russian history, and I think while that is certainly a romanticized version, it does cover some of the issues and the deprivation, and certainly, if nothing else, I wonder if we could make an argument that says that geography is destiny and national character. So I don't disagree. I think they're both very entertaining, sort of popular movies that actually do have some value to high school students. So I don't disagree. All right, what else we got?
Okay, Arnie says Selma.
Excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a terrific movie that didn't get the recognition it deserved. It did in the Golden Globes. It didn't in the Oscars. And I thought that was a mistake. I agree.
And then Marty says Of Mice and Men.
That's an interesting, it's certainly a terrific depiction of the book. It's one of the few movies where the movie may, I don't think it surpasses the book, but I think it's almost as good as the book. It was also on Broadway and was wonderful on Broadway, actually, and gave me a completely different view of the characters than the movie did. But it was good choices, folks, as opposed to... And you see that there's a combination. Nobody mentioned To Kill a Mockingbird, right?
No, but that would be an excellent one.
And To Kill a Mockingbird apparently is coming to Broadway as well. So I agree. I think, I'm trying to think what other movies. I thought that The King and I was a wonderful movie and looks at a part of the world. There's also things like Full Metal Jacket, which I think are a horrifying but important depiction of war. The Thin Blue Line, which is a documentary about the police.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of movies. I think there's something called The Thin Red Line as well, which was about war. There really are some good movies that have been made that are probably useful and an entertaining way of presenting history to kids, because history, first of all, history is always written by the victors, which is something to remember, but ones that look at the complexity of a culture that we might not completely understand. There's a documentary about Cuba coming up about car racing, which is a completely different look at Cuba than most of us get, because most Americans can't, it's beginning to change a little bit, but still can't go to Cuba. And seeing their fascination with car racing, and especially women who are racing cars, it's a completely different point of view. There's also a documentary about women in Saudi Arabia racing cars, which is an even more repressive society toward women in a lot of ways than Cuba is, which sort of fits with a story that NASA and Google and Disney actually are partnering up to show a different view They're calling it to inspire girls into science. And their hypothesis is that if you see scientists on television or in movies, and the one I just mentioned, I mean, think about it. You've got Dwayne Johnson being the good guy and Paul Giamatti playing the scientist. They don't exactly measure up in terms of hunk factor. In fact, I'm not sure either of them are hunky, but they're saying that scientists, anybody who loves scientists, are pasty, pale, soft-bellied nerds who spend long hours alone in front of computers, and they're usually male. So the idea being, Disney Jr. approached Google and NASA for a new series about a space adventure boy and smart sister who codes in a spaceship piloted by their mom, where everybody was ready to bury those stereotypes once and for all. They said it could end the stereotypes and help girls get more interested in science at an early age. And Interstellar is a good example of a girl sort of figuring it out. Yep.
The daughter, she becomes the big lead scientist. Yep.
And there are more and more. In fact, Mad Max, which got beat by Perfect Pitch last weekend, is viewed as a feminist view of Mad Max, and that she's the one who kind of calls the shots to a very large extent. She's also like 4 feet taller than Tom Hardy. But so, I mean, I think it is changing, but the idea is changing it quickly and effectively and starting very young. So they're trying to figure out how to authentically portray the show's family. We want to get kids interested in science, but it was important for girls to, in particular, to see strong female characters. And in San Andreas, the daughter, the wife, not so much. She keeps saying things like, "What will happen next?" And you just cringe. But the daughter figures out, she's at one point, Dwayne comes and says, gee, thanks for helping my daughter. And the boy says, she actually helped us. So, I mean, I think Hollywood is changing and the rules are changing. And hopefully there are going to be more girls involved, because we know that girls up until the age of 10 do the same or better in math and science than boys. And then they fall off the edge of the earth. And you say, puberty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's been July with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.